Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike in Palm Coast. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you doing? I got to disagree with you.
Okay.
Because I watched the whole game. The Rangers were banged around the whole game. They're a big, strong team, Florida. And the intermission, the first intermission, the great Messier, number one point, he said, how are they going to change this? They got to play Remke. That's what he said. I don't know if you watched it or not, but that was his main point of the whole first intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Subban rolled his eyes. Any other guy rolled his eyes. And Messier stood strong on it. He says, it's obvious. The Rangers are flat. They're getting banged around. They must do it. They got to put them in there. And I'm sure that I don't think the coach has that he's not going to play him or anything like that. It's just not Tibbs.
It's not that he's in the doghouse necessarily. He just doesn't trust him in the big moments. And here's what I'll say. And listen, explain it to me. And I'm not saying Messier clearly knows more hockey than I do. I'm not an idiot. But here's my point. But Subban knows more hockey than I do too. And apparently he doesn't agree. Here's my point though. Explain to me how the few minutes, and by the way, he's played 4 minutes in a game. Like, explain to me how Rempe being out there changes the entire dynamic of how the Rangers are going to get hit and beat up. How does Rempe change everything?
Well, just like the Rangers, I can't give you a specific player. I would say all the players were intimidated by the bullying of the Florida Panthers tonight.
I didn't.
The hits that they were killing them with. They were killing them with hits. Oh, I don't know if you watched it or not.
I missed the game. What happened?
Okay. Well, there you go. They were killing them with checks. Unbelievable. Killing them. Now, you put Remke in there, I think the Florida Panthers would be a little bit aware of getting their heads taken off.
I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that at all. I'm sorry, I just don't. You're telling me one guy playing, the Panthers are going to stop doing what they believe is in their best interest to win a playoff game over the course of 82 games, maybe on a given night where they're making business decisions. But you're telling me that this tough Florida Panther team that is better than the Rangers, everyone's telling me, is a better team than the Rangers, that is tougher than the Rangers, that knows how to win playoff games, are going to change their entire strategy and no longer hit the Rangers and no longer forecheck and no longer be aggressive because the imposing threat of Rempe is out there. Suddenly they're going to go, ooh, let's not play as rough because we can't handle if Matt Rempe comes and hits us in the 4 minutes he plays in the game. They're going to stop doing what they do? They're going to be looking over their shoulder for the big bet. He's that much of an imposing threat. He's King Kong. He's Godzilla. He's gonna make the Florida Panthers question everything they do and how they do it. Okay. I don't see it. I just don't. They're going to stop hitting him because they're going to be looking over their shoulder. Now, if you need it, can you make the argument the Rangers need to play more of that game and he helps? All right. I think the best argument about Rempe is he gets the crowd going. I think that's the best argument. The best argument is he might provide a spark on some level. That's the best argument. The argument that the Panthers are killing them with hits and that that will change by putting Matt Rempe out there, I think is complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. That an entire dynamic is going to change by one player on a hockey game when they play seconds at a time. I'm watching the game. They're like, oh, it's at the end of those players have been on the ice for 50 seconds. They're exhausted. They're 50 seconds at a time, you're exhausted. Rempe's going to be out there for seconds at a time, and he's going to change everything about the way Florida decides to play this game. The imposing threat of Matt Rempe will change it all. I don't agree. If they were taking cheap shots, if their goal and the way they played this game was to be aggressive and try and take out Panarin, and they're taking cheap shots and runs at him every time they get a chance, and there are elbows flying, and there are, you know, cheap shots, and it's obvious they are out to get Panarin, they are out to get Zibanejad, they are out to get whomever, then okay, you need Rempe out there to you know, handle business every once in a while. I suppose that's true. But just, oh, there's a physical nature to the Florida game, and Rempe needs to remedy it? I don't buy it. I don't. And I appreciate what Messier said. I do. And the more I feel about the spark, if you feel they need a spark, if the coach is like, man, we were flat the last time we were at the Garden, we were losing a game six, and if it wasn't for some late game heroics, we were playing a game seven, and who knows what happens, and now we came out flat here, I just need a spark. And he's a guy who, since he came up, has provided a bit of a spark. If that's the thought process, I understand it. The coach is going to have to change his opinion on how he feels about Matt Rempe and how often he puts him out there and how much confidence he shows in him. But that argument at least makes sense to me. The argument that they're getting killed with hits and Rempe's going to go change that, or that they're going to be, as the last caller said, looking over their shoulders, for what? I mean, they're going to change what they... This is the playoffs, man. This isn't a Wednesday night in February where they're like, man, I don't need this crap. Let's just go about our season. They're trying to win the Stanley Cup. They're doing what they think is best to get past the Rangers. They are not going to change what they do because of the imposing threat of Matt Rempe. It's just not true. I find it impossible to believe. They will still provide a physical nature. They will still hit guys. They will still forecheck. They will still do what they do. They're not going to change their plan and go, all right, guys, here's the plan. We're going to be physical. We're going to be super aggressive. We're going to hit everybody we can. We're going to take it to the Rangers. We're going to be as aggressive and physical and hitting. Hitting is the name of the game, guys. Hitting is the name of the game. Coach, yeah, they're going to play Rempe. All right, forget the hitting strategy. What we're going to do is we're going to play completely. I mean, is that what we think? I don't get it. I want as many scorers out there as possible. I want as many offensive creators as possible. Other players can go to the net. They don't need, you know, Rempe to go out there and go to the net. Other guys, change your strategy. Get to the net. Enforce it. Talk about it. Prepare for it. Go over it and over it and over it and change your strategy and get to in front of the net. Now, I know he's a big body and provides more, you know, vision problems for Bobrovsky, but I mean, all right, I'm open to it. But please don't tell me that we're going to scare the Florida Panthers into not playing their game because Matt Rempe is out there. You're going to help the physical nature of your own team? Fine. Okay. How much? How often? I think it's completely overblown.